Welcome to our latest Callan podcast. Today, we're doing a deep dive looking into this really insightful Callan blog post. It's titled, Five Major Trends Driving Hedge Funds in 2025. You sent this piece over and, well, it really offers a fantastic roadmap, doesn't it, for understanding, you know, the evolving hedge fund landscape and what it means for institutional investors like you.
Absolutely. And our mission here today, really, is to unpack why Callan thinks the current market dynamics are creating a better opportunity set for hedge fund managers.
Okay.
Especially if you're managing diversified portfolios, thinking long term, we want to explore these key shifts and, you know, how hedge funds might play a role in enhancing your risk-adjusted returns.
Okay, let's definitely unpack this. The Callan blog post points out that this whole transition in market dynamics that really kicked off around March 2022.
Right, with the rate hikes.
Exactly. Higher rates, inflation, deglobalization. It seems like it's really starting to accelerate now. They even noted that recent rotation, I think it was February, away from the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, those big tech names.
And into sectors like financials, industrials, healthcare. It kind of signals a broadening out, which feels important. And HFR data shows global hedge fund capital hit, what, $4.5 trillion?
Estimated $4.5 trillion end of last year.
Yeah.
Highest jump since 2021. Institutions are definitely allocating.
Oh.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is how these bigger shifts create specific opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
That $4.5 trillion figure, it's not just a random number. It reflects these fundamental changes that, well, they favor certain hedge fund strategies now.
Yeah.
So let's dig into those five major trends Callan highlighted.
Okay. First up, normalized interest rates. We're not in that zero rate world anymore. Callan's talking risk-free rates around 4% to 5%. How does that actually help hedge funds?
Right. It fundamentally changes the mechanics for a lot of them. It's a huge benefit for strategies holding meaningful cash. Think market neutral, long short equity, arbitrage, even macro. Well, they generate attractive short interest rebates now. Basically, income from the cash they hold as collateral or from lending out shorted stock. It provides a sort of buffer to returns, a built-in yield that just wasn't there when rates were near zero.
Ah, okay. Like a floor.
Kind of, yeah. And plus, you know, strategies like fixed income arbitrage, relative value, they just function much better when short-term rates are positive. They need that positive carry.
Makes sense. Okay, moving beyond rates, I'm thinking about market conditions. 2022 was rough, right? Stocks and bonds both down. Diversification didn't really work. Is that kind of increased dispersion and volatility actually creating opportunities now?
Well, that 2022 experience really hammered home the need for alternative strategies, things genuinely uncorrelated to traditional stocks and bonds. And yes, increased dispersion, meaning bigger differences in performance between sectors and stocks, that's fertile ground for fundamental long-short equity guys.
Because they can pick winners and losers.
Exactly. They can capitalize on those divergences, not just ride the market wave. And macro strategies, they tend to thrive in periods of higher inflation and volatility. They can act as a valuable hedge.
Okay, trend three, this one's interesting. Disintermediation of traditional lenders. Sounds like banks are pulling back. Higher rates, regulations.
That's the gist of it. Banks are becoming more reluctant lenders in certain areas. So hedge funds are stepping into that gap, sometimes through credit risk transfer deals with banks, sometimes making direct loans to companies.
Are we seeing distress yet?
Not a full-blown distress cycle, no. But Callan notes a slight uptick in defaults, and you definitely have companies forced to refinance debt at much higher rates. That creates opportunities for credit-focused hedge funds who can provide that capital, often at attractive terms for the fund.
Right. Okay, fourth trend. Higher dispersion in equity markets, improving alpha generation. You mentioned dispersion earlier, but this ties into the post-2008 world, doesn't it? When passive investing seemed like the only game in town because easy money lifted everything.
Precisely. For years, low rates and QE kind of papered over differences between companies. A rising tide lifted all boats, as they say. But now, with higher rates, company fundamentals really matter again. Profitability, balance sheet strength, management quality, that's back in focus.
Good for stock pickers, then.
Exactly. It benefits skilled active investors. That gap between strong and weak companies widens, creating opportunities for fundamental long-short managers to exploit mispricings. Generate actual alpha, not just market beta.
Okay, makes sense. Finally, trend five, liquidity constraints in private markets. We know institutions piled into private equity, real estate, venture capital over the last decade or so, but now things are maybe getting a bit stuck.
That seems to be the case. Exits are slower, distributions are down. Those asset classes are definitely facing liquidity constraints. It's harder to get your cash out when you need it, and this is where hedge funds come in again. They can offer a more liquid way to get exposure to similar kinds of strategies, like distressed debt, opportunistic plays.
So similar potential returns maybe, but with better liquidity.
That's the idea. It provides a balance in the portfolio. You get access to those potentially higher return opportunistic areas, but with more flexibility than traditional private market funds.
So pulling it all together then, what's the main takeaway for you, the institutional investor listening? It really sounds like Callan believes hedge funds offer a pretty clear path to enhancing risk-adjusted returns right now.
Exactly. That seems to be their core message. These big structural shifts we've talked about, the dispersion, the normalized rates, the volatility they're making hedge funds potentially more attractive for optimizing institutional portfolios. They offer those non-correlated returns, that potential protection when traditional assets sell off. And maybe this raises an important question for your own portfolio planning. Beyond what Callan highlighted here, how do you see the ongoing evolution of things like global trade and supply chains impacting the opportunity set for these kinds of funds going forward?
That's a great question, a perfect thought to mull over. We hope this deep dive into the Callan blog post has given you some valuable insights for your own investment strategies. Until next time on the podcast, keep digging for those insights.